crown the Lord with many crowns is our first verse. The second, crown him the Lord of love. And certainly, what love is abounding from the Lord Jesus Christ, to think that he would leave his place in heaven to come into this scene with all its sin and degradation, to go through what he knew he had to go through for you and for me. Truly, what greater love could there be than that? He went all the way to the cross. He suffered all that so that you and I might be here this morning and sharing this fellowship that we're sharing together. Crown him the Lord of life. Well, certainly he's the Lord of our life because he's given us life. As we know in John's Gospel, it tells us that we were dead in our sins. He didn't come to save the righteous. He came to save you and me who were already dead. While we're living, we were dead in our sins. So Christ came. He gave himself. And we're alive because of him. Certainly, he's the Lord of life. And crown him the Lord of heaven. He has made heaven possible for you and for me. Because he came. He is the Lord of heaven. And you and I shall one day be with him in all eternity. So we'll share eternity with him. And as I was thinking of these thoughts this morning from this hymn, my thoughts turned to a visit I had yesterday morning, which many of us have from time to time. Once again, the Jehovah's Witnesses knocked on my door yesterday morning. And of course, as I've said before, you know that my parents are Jehovah's Witnesses. And of course, my pat answer to this call is, well, my parents are Jehovah's Witnesses, and I'm not. So that should be explanation enough. But of course, they then pursued from there. And as the conversation went on, I put the question to them. I says, can you tell me with an assurance in your heart that you know that you're going to spend eternity with Christ? And the answer was, no, they couldn't. They hope. But they couldn't tell me with an assurance that they would spend eternity with Christ. I bet if I ask each person in this place to raise their hands, that the majority of hands this morning would be raised to say that you know that you'll spend eternity with Christ. And in this world that we live in today, this is our hope, our joy, our knowledge that one day, no matter what happens, no matter what takes place, that one day we'll be with Christ. And all this will be gone. It'll be past. Christ shall rule eternally. And I can't understand why they can't accept it. Because to me, it's so clear in the scriptures. And as you know, I'm not one who can quote scriptures and scriptures. So I said to the Lord this morning, if you want me to make a little testimony, help me find this portion of scripture that I can read this morning. And I turned it up in 1 John chapter 5, the verse I was looking for. 1 John and chapter 5 and verse 13. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. That's to you and me who believe on the name of the Son of God. We're born again. We're Christians because we believe on the name of the Son of God. That ye may know. I don't know what the Greek says, but I know what the English says. And it says that ye may know. And we know for sure that we'll spend eternity with Christ. That ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Shall we turn to verse 1? Chapter 5, verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And wasn't our brother praying this morning about being the sons of God, thanking God that we are his sons? And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. And truly, we can't share the love that God shares for us. But we can share the love for him, for what he did for us. And we can share each other's love as we do, one with the other in fellowship. What a joy it is to know that we have fellowship one with the other and that we can love and be concerned about one another. Why? Because Christ came. He gave himself for you and for me. He's now risen, victorious, and he's now our advocate with God. And he's our high priest, as was mentioned, at God's right hand, looking after you and me. By this we know that we love the children of God, whom we love when we love God and keep his commandments. Truly we have wonderful fellowship one with the other, don't we? For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Isn't it wonderful that we can have this faith? We haven't seen Christ. We can't see God. But we know with irrefutable proof that God is there, that Christ came, and that we are born again, and that we shall be ever with Christ. Excuse me. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Now, could you ask for any greater truth? That we know that we are born again and that we shall be with Christ forever. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And now someone said to me, one of these witnesses one day, how do you know? How can you tell from the Scriptures? They don't tell you that there is a triune God. But this one will do me. And the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. I don't know what the Greek says because I can't read Greek, but I know what the English words say. These three are one. And it also tells us that you and I will be one with Christ. It's a wonderful thought, isn't it? And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. And I wonder sometimes when we speak to these people at our door, are they mocking God when they can't accept the simple truth of his love through his Son, his shed blood on the cross of Calvary? Are they making God a liar because they fail to accept his love and accept his pure, simple word which tells us of his great love? He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Now, I know when we all have gone to school, we've read the history books, and we've believed every word we've ever read, probably in the history books. I've always accepted it because it was there in school. But yet we have the record book here, which tells us of a holy, loving God who gave us his Son. His Son who died for us and took our punishment on the cross of Calvary. But yet, how many fail to accept and believe that record? He that hath the Son, and this is the record, that God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I wonder if there's anyone here this morning, I hope not, that hasn't accepted Christ as their Lord and Saviour this morning.